From the studios of Tucson Business Radio X, recorded in the Stewart Title corporate offices on Broadway, you are now listening to The Mark Bishop Show. And now here's your host, Mark Bishop.
Well, here's an interesting question. Are Americans committed to not make the same financial mistakes in 2020? Let's take a look at the new research that reveals the top budget busters and blunders. A look at America's money sentiments heading into the new year, as the new year is the perfect time to establish new and effective financial goals. Sri Reddy is Senior Vice President, Retirement and Income Solutions of the Principal Financial Group. Welcome, Sri.
Mark, it's a pleasure to be here.
You know, nearly all Americans, like 84%, plan on making financial resolutions in 2020. And 95% of all millennials do this, according to new data from the millennials. Does that surprise you?
I don't think it does, Mark. And I think it's because generally people are really well-intentioned going into a new year. They reflect on the previous year just passed. And I think they have really good ideas on what they want to do. The problem is those good intentions and good ideas don't stick with them throughout the year.
Yeah, we all make New Year resolutions, but when it comes to the money side of things, I guess it's wishful thinking. I mean, what were the results of the survey? What stood out for you?
Yeah, so I think we've done the survey for several years now, and trending-wise, here's what I'll tell you. The top five blunders are almost the same top five that you see every year. People knock themselves down for not saving enough, not budgeting properly, taking on too much debt, whether it's credit card or otherwise, and things of the sort. And when you ask them to reflect on what resolutions you're going to make, it's almost a mirror image of that. They'll tell you, I want to save more, I want to budget better, I want to pay down debt. So you sit there going, well, what happens between making that and the following November again when we survey? And I think there's three or four realities that set in. What we found is a lot of people, well-intentioned, don't set a realistic plan. They set something that's probably more ambitious than they can handle.
Mm-hmm.
That's point one. Point two, they don't necessarily have a rainy day account or an emergency savings account. So when unanticipated events happen during the year, their plan fails, sort of falls apart because they don't have anything as a backup or a cushion. And the third reason that I think that things fall apart is most people, when they set their plan in December or January, they don't proactively set check-in points, whether it's every month or every quarter, to go back and say, how am I doing? Reassess their situation, adjust accordingly. They set a plan, they sort of set it and forget it. And 10, 11, 12 months later, they're sitting there going, I made the same blunders, time to come up with a new plan.
So, in effect, you're saying these are the main things that that really tell you out of the survey what the 2019 financial blunders have been then.
Yeah, and there's others, right? So we found that in 2019, our survey told us people had more credit card debt than they did in 2018.
Mm.
Another interesting tidbit that we found was although 65% of the people who were surveyed had debt, most of the credit card debt was less than $5,000, so reasonably manageable. We found that where the credit card debt was increasing was with households that had $100,000 or more as an income. So the more you made, the more likely you were to actually spend more and incur credit card debt.
That's frightening. That says to me that people just think along the lines of, well, we've got it, we can cover it, don't worry about it, versus going without and trying to build up a little bit or clear the debt we've already got, for heaven's sake.
No, for sure. And so we asked the question, what exactly are you blowing your budget on? Number one reason, and this is sometimes frightening, number one reason people blow their budgets is eating out. I think many of us do it. We sometimes forget how much you spend, but it's a big amount when you add it all up.
Well, it is. I take a lot of clients out to lunch, for instance, in my business. It seems to be the only time I can get hold of them, and everybody loves a free feed, right? But the reality is, even two trying to be moderate today, you're looking at $50, $70. I mean, it soon mounts up, doesn't it?
For sure. In the 2019 survey, I think we also saw people made blunders about spending too much on entertainment. And we saw the travel expenses also went up this year.
Interesting.
So they're certainly, they're enjoying life. They're being entertained. They're eating well. They're traveling. But they're going through their budgets and not saving enough to do it.
Well, you know, Sri Reddy, we're talking with him. He brings a well-rounded perspective informed by, I think it's 20 years now of experience you've got in many corners of the financial services industry. And your role overseeing principals, the company you're with, retail annuity, pension risk transfer, direct-to-consumer, and principal bank businesses. What's your favorite? What's the area that excites you the most?
You know, as much as they all sound different, Mark, they all fundamentally do three things. They take a lot of uncertainty that people face, and they take them away from individuals, and the institution manages them. So we take risks that are hard for people to take on, whether it's investment risk, interest rate risk, mortality risk, and we do it for them. So what actually gets me up, what gets me excited, and it's sort of like your phrase, to just get the job done. I actually think for most Americans, we can create financial security and a financial foundation. And it's not as much of a tall task as some financial pundits make it seem. I think small, meaningful steps in the right direction can get people there.
Well, you know your stuff. I mean, I think you even... you work on the Hill, don't you? You serve as a chair of the U.S. Department of Labor. Is that ARISA, the Advisory Council?
This is my, I've been on a three-year appointment there. This is my final year. But yes, I do work with policymakers and regulators quite a bit.
Okay. How about then you share some tips for managing holiday spending habits? Now, that's not easy.
It's not easy, Mark, but there's actually just a handful of steps that your listeners can do that'll make a world of difference. The first tip that I always tell everybody is don't try to keep up with the Joneses. Figure out what you can spend, what's meaningful and relevant for you. And that varies from person to person. And I'll tell you, as a parent of three children, the handwritten cards are much more meaningful to me today than anything else they can get me.
There you go.
So when you're thinking about what you spend, set a budget first. Step two, create a list of people that you're going to make purchases for and really be purposeful and think through what you want to get them and make a list of either the item or the experience. And this is really, really important because I'll tell you, I mean, I don't know if you went out on Black Friday shopping.
I
dread doing that.
I
wandered out just to do some market research.
You won't get me in those lines or traffic. I'm an impatient bugger.
But here's what you find, right? A lot of people go out without a plan. They just sort of wander the aisles. And they end up buying a lot of stuff that they didn't want, didn't need, nor does anyone else want that they are going to give it to.
Yeah, well, that's that impulse buying. You know, you've got the card in your back pocket. Let's face it, we're doing well, honey. Oh, look at that. Listen, what kinds of things are Americans resolving to do better in 2020?
Yeah, so there's a number of things, but the things I'm happy to see, many of them are saying, well, hey, I will set up an emergency savings fund. Many are saved, but I'm going to save more monthly, and I'm going to save more for retirement. But you're also starting to see another three things that our survey highlights. People are planning on giving more to charity. People are planning on saving and putting money away for the kids' education. And they're also starting to realize they may need to provide financial support for a loved one, so an aging parent or a relative. Mm-hmm. And I think they're dealing with that reality as well.
Well, that's interesting that you brought up about the charity bit. I mean, I just finished reading a survey that shows a decline. It's getting a little tougher for our not-for-profit friends out there.
Yeah, I think that's driven by other things, including some tax reform that happened a couple of years ago and how deductions work. But I think for the average American, the intent is to give more. And Americans as a population are generally a generous group. And I think as we've had prosperity, as economy's done better, I can see the inclination of wanting to give back.
Yeah, well, that's fair enough, too. Yeah, I agree with you on that. You do have an entrepreneurial spirit, and I can see that you bring passion for employing data and diverse insights into your financial security with Principal, and, you know, you tell it like it is. I like that. So, look, tell me, Sri, what resources are available to get started with for my listeners?
So, Mark, there's tons available on websites abound. We've curated a set of content, calculators, and tools that anyone can use at principal.com. That's Principal spelled P-R-I-C-I-P-A-L, like an elementary or high school principal. And I encourage your listeners to go to our website or find another one they like, but just take action. The more informed you are, the more educated you become over your own situation, the easier it is to get the job done.
Yeah, that's it. Go to the site. The tons of reading, tons of information, and tons of good knowledge there for you to take that too. Just give it to me one more time, www.principal.com. Is it that simple?
Principal. That's it.
Okay. All right, my friend. Well, listen, you have a happy holidays, your family and your three little ones, and keep that credit card in your back pocket, all right?
I appreciate it, Mark. You have a wonderful holiday season as well. Take care.
Thank you, my friend. Sri Reddy, everybody, Senior Vice President, Retirement and Income Solutions of the Principal Financial Group. And you heard it here on the Mark Bishop Show.